Hi, this is Dennis Held. I was asked to read at a celebration of beat poetry. I've always admired the way the beat poets stretched out our understanding of what was not just acceptable, but moving and powerful in poetry. For that contribution, I am eternally grateful. However, after there become certain figures who rise to the top, they tend to become co-opted by their celebrity and become, let's say, cartoonish versions of their own true and passionate selves that first got them into it. I'm not naming any names. I should hope someday, by the way, to be so lucky to be able to cartoonishly mock my former self. But as long as I'm in the cartoonish self-mocking mode, I'd like to join it with this poem, I'm So Beat. I'm so beat. My beat outbeats your beat by beat. I mean my cool outcools your cool. My angry young mannerisms, my juvenile alienation out alienates your standard deviation. I'm alienated from the whole beat nation. I'm alienated from the whole beat notion. I'm iconoclastic and bombastic and xenophobic and won't wear no black beret. I'm beater than beat. My beat's so complete I hate even myself and sing the beat body decaying, smoke whatever's burning, and never sleep until supper time. Sucking wind and ennui in like grass, man. I'm the gone daddy's daddy-o, but nobody's granddad gone, giddily mad, gyrating zen-like indifference to zen and all its enlightened inhibitions. My sitting is prettier than your sitting, sister. My mindlessness out-empties yours. I make the sound of one man drinking. Without first thoughts, without good or bad thoughts, I bash Basho, that bamboo rummy. I down more plum brandy than a blacked-out binging Bukowski wannabe. My big, meaty, bad boy beat stomps your beat with my big, flat feet. I hate the upper crust. I hate all cops. I crap on standard syntax and uppercase punctuation. I snap my fingers, and the world disappears. I snap the world, and I disappear. And that's how beat I am or was, depending on when you dug this. I'm so beat. Dennis Held.